Okay, let's, so page 249, Zecher Machatzit HaShakel. So there's a minhag to give tzedaka before mincha on Tanya Esther, which is only a couple weeks away, a little bit less. And as we read just last week, it's the idea of remembering the Chatzit Shekel donation that was given in this month, in order to ensure that the coffers, the temple coffers, were full going into Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order to buy the korbanos of the tzibun. Right, so that's this Rama in source 4. Yish orim shish liten kodem purim machasis mina matbea hakvua bato malkam bato zman. So in our case, it would be a 50 cent coin.
Right.
So
let's go to the bank to get that.
So I own it. GLIC, we purchased coins because to do machasis shaka. So since we knew we'd always have Purim, right?
Yeah.
So, we bought it. So there you go. Actually, I think I own them. I'm jealous of them. So I don't remember. I have to look it up. Zechel Matzit HaShekel Shiyu Nodim Ba'adar. Again, same idea. So you can't do this. It's not Machat HaShekel. It's Zechel Matzit HaShekel. Ma'achar Shesh Lo Shah Pelin Gatsub Truma B'Parsha. As we read last week. It says we're Truma. HD 10, three of them. So $1.50. Or 50.
Right.
Fishnu Bilal Purim Kodim Sholim Mincha. The Mincha is before Mincha. Chen Hagim B'chol Midonot Eilu, says Rama. The Ein Chayav Litno Rak Mishu Ben Eshrim V'malos. This is actually a controversial statement. Because
it can't be 20 or more.
Yes.
Or if you can be younger.
Right. But, so if it's 20 or more, it seems to imply only males. Right? Because right? Chazit HaShekel is only be Ben, or Eshrim Shana V'mala, right? The Torah talks. So on this, it's not so simple. This comes on Mishnah Berurah in source 5, and what does he say? Mi ben 20 v'mala, zeh ledat reikiv bar tenura. Aval, the Tosfot says, katav sheposkim chokim. Not so simple, it's been 13 v'mala. Because that was the chiyuv. What does it say? Yeah, there you go. Right? So, the question is, though, I mean, if it's related to here, then it's Nishan of Mala.
Right. But is that necessarily related to what's said
before? Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it says, you know, Yiten Shuma Lashem Ashula Yerbed Dol Yamim Machat Yid
Hashaka. Right.
So, but it, the Mishnah Berurah says not so simple. Some poskim say 13 and older. Why? Who bechalal ish chev b'machatzit hasheka? Neo Rabba katav the chose rak medina. V'minag liten afilu ba'ad bana v'ktanim v'isha mubere ba'ad v'lada. As I said, ita b'mishnah kol katash yitzchil avi lishkol yadol shuvin oposek. Meaning, there is, when the Mishnah and Shkalim talk about this, that really, maybe, it's perhaps, even though the Chumash says, it could be that we accepted to do. There's a whole chakira. There's a whole long chakira. What's it connected to? Is it connected to pidyon nafsho? So only someone who's older than 20 is considering as the chayav and they get punished. And it's a whole long. You know, is if it's midin minhag. So if it's just a minhag, which it is, so then minhag should be 13, right? Once you're establishing a minhag, why would it be 20? Be 30? You know, but you're going to be quote unquote. You're going to the minhag, which is coming later, is going to be greater demand than it was set originally. So whole, you know. But if it's for Pijo Nefesh, if it's for the idea of doing it in order to provide a sense of redemption, so then give it to everybody, including women, including even women who are pregnant. Do something for the Ubar, for the fetus itself. That's the that's mentioned in and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is quoting. So again, you know, the big what's the nafkamina? The big nafkamina is can you use, I don't think he talks about it here. Is can you talk about what's it called? Can you the nafkamina is can you use from your meiser money? If it's a din, so it's additional mitzvah, can you use meiser money for it? But if it's minhag, you don't really have to. So then you can use meiser money for it, right? Because you're not have to use meiser money for something which is that you have to do. And also, if women don't have to give, then also the money come from. Meiser as well. So that would be. What does he say here at the end? Since Some give only half of the basic coin of the current currency, half a shekel, half a dollar. Some give three of these coins, since in the parsha it says three times. Sephardim customarily give the value of half a shekel of biblical times, that's 9.6 grams of silver, which in 2017, 20 shekels of Israeli currency. So it's a $4, $5, $6, whatever that may be today in Canadian dollars. But it's also interesting is that, you know, the minhag is also to have the coins there, and that you're mezakah by picking them up, right. then you're giving them, and then you're putting the money in, right?
Yeah.
So you want to be acquiring the coins and then giving them, and then you relinquish control, and they sit there, and someone else gives money, picks them up, and then that can continue on. Well, but again, it's only zech lemez the shekel. You can't say this is machter shekel. You probably not. So tonight's minhag.